Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Ben E. King bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the author of Chuck versus the Business World. Is there, and also the, I don't have your novel in here, Ray. Remind me the title.
You got three now.
That's right.
Three Pastor Steve, what I call Pastor Stephen Grant novels. Well, first one is Warrior Monk. Next one is Root of All Evil. And the most recent one is An Advent for Religious Liberty. So
I don't have a copy of, by the way.
I will get that to you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, exactly. So check. So it's a series, folks. Count them, three is series in that novel series. So you want to check that out. Whatever Ray Keating does is top shelf. Ray, Ray's an outstanding economist, one of the few true small business economists on the planet. Tell us about what you think the 2013 economy is going to look like.
Well, I think people expected some sort of vast resolution to come out of our policy problems with the election. And when you look at the results, things didn't change all that much. Obviously, yeah. The president got reelected, the Republicans have the House, and the Democrats actually picked up a little more control in the U.S. So that doesn't change the equation. So it's kind of interesting that people are shocked that we have the same problems.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that changing very much, you know. And I think that's going to continue to weigh on our economy. So, unfortunately, and when you look at this fiscal cliff deal that was passed, was it better than going over the fiscal cliff? Well, yeah, but was it good? Absolutely not. This is a clear negative for the economy. So when you look at that, when you look at the additional things that are coming up, you know, we're going to have a battle over the debt ceiling and so on. What's coming with what's already been imposed in terms of Obamacare? It's very hard to find anything positive to latch onto here. So bottom line is, I see a continuing underperforming economy in terms of economic growth, yeah, and job creation. And you know what? I hate to say it, but you know, I certainly cannot push off the table the idea that we might slip back into a recession,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I don't like saying this because at heart I'm an optimist, but, yeah, you know, this is a very difficult time.
I am too. I'm trying to find the positives of 2013, and they're really hard to find. In my column I'm publishing later this week, Ray, I'm pointing out that in past recessions, for the most part, the headwinds that caused the recession were mostly economic marketplace type things, but this recovery, or I should say the recovery period, was solving and healing marketplace ills, but this recovery is being dominated by and slowed down by government produced headwinds almost completely. And that's the kind of thing that small business owners don't know what to do with that. We know what to do with supply and demand. We know what to do with inflation. We know what to do with credit. We know what to do with unemployment and things like that. We know about how to grow our way out of problems. We don't know how to outgovern our way out of problems. You know, ungovern our way out of problems, I should say. And that's what's frustrating everybody.
Well, absolutely. You know, the economy, I mean, I'm a big believer that when the economy goes off kilter in a big way, it's usually something that politicians did to do that. But when you get into the recovery stage, not all the time. I mean, there are examples in history, certainly during the Great Depression. But usually, you know, our elected officials are at least smart enough to get the heck out of the way and let the economy, as you say, heal and rebound. That's not the case this time.
That's been an
unrelenting attack on entrepreneurship,
on
business
success,
and investors.
On success.
On success. And that's taking, yeah, a very heavy toll.
Well, you know, Mr. Obama talks about the fortunate and the less fortunate. He calls somebody like me fortunate because I'm successful. And I take issue with that, Ray, and I think small business owners take issue with this. Because we feel fortunate to be Americans we're successful because we worked our backsides off and took risks. Not because we're fortunate, but because we started out being fortunate enough to be Americans, where we have the right to pursue our happiness and our success. And the thing is, in America, everybody has that, don't they?
Oh, absolutely, and we should have it, but unfortunately, government's getting in the way. And,
Yeah. And
you know, this whole idea of class warfare, business versus workers, and so on,
Yeah. You
know, this is stuff that is poison to our economy and
poisoned
everybody involved.
To our society, yeah, it's the worst part of it all. Ray, thanks again for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
I appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. Please check out that website and get his U.S. Business Policy Index for 2012 there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.